Good morning, ECC fans, and welcome to our 30th episode of 2025-26. Here with us today to recap the year and what a year it truly has been is none other than ECC Commissioner Jessica Grasso. Welcome, Jess.
Hey, Nikki. Thanks again for having me. Kudos to you, 30th episode. It's been a busy year for you, but we're excited to wrap it up and talk today.
Commissioner, this is your third time on the East Coast Conference podcast this academic year, but we haven't had you on since episode 16 on January 29th. So let's get into a mini recap of the spring semester, shall we? First up, our ECC Indoor Track and Field Championships at the Ocean Breeze Athletic Complex in Staten Island, New York on February 15th. Let's chat about that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a wonderful event in the partnership that we have with Ocean Breeze on Staten Island, a world-class facility that really I'm excited that we're able to provide to our student athletes to compete there. I mean, it was a great event. You know, we're inside, we're competing. Just the energy that event brings overall is really exciting for us, for our student athletes, and for the coaches.
And of course, Roberts Wesleyan sweeping both the men's and women's titles with dominant performances. So great to see all of the competitiveness from all of our student athletes. Shortly after, we followed up with our ECC men's and women's basketball championships. Both tournaments, semifinals and finals, were held up at Lumsden Gymnasium in Amherst, New York, as Damon hosted the weekend of March 7th through the 8th.
Yeah, we had another year where we were able to have both the men and women at the same facility. It just brings a different, outcome for them, the experience, the opportunity for them to watch each other play, bigger energy. Obviously, it gives to the testament of Damon of securing that number one spot for both men and women. Not always easy to have both teams doing it at the same time, but nonetheless, they put on a great event. And then our schools have participated in it. It was, they brought the competition, the competitiveness. It was really the same thing, another great event. It just, it was fun. And I know we were able to provide some more opportunities. We had some press conferences that you spearheaded. So I appreciate that. And they were getting ready for the next round for the regionals, what they're going to experience. So, that was a fun part to see them engage in activities, not just participating, but also their communication and really talking about their programs after each game that we had.
It was an extremely competitive ECC regular season. On the women's side, we had co-regular season champions with Damon and Mercy. Damon won the ECC championship, but of course, both got into the East Regional. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our women's side this year was really strong between Damon and Mercy. Shared the co-regular season champions, and then it came down to them in the championship game. And, Mercy had a great season. Both of them were even keeled throughout the whole duration of our regular season. But obviously, it gets to the end where obviously some team comes on top. Both of them went on to regionals, as you said, and represented the EC. So we were very fortunate to have two institutions be present during the NCAA. So kudos not only to Damon women, but also Mercy women for having a positive season for themselves, too.
And then, of course, on the men's side, the Damon men earned the number one seed in the region as Damon then hosted the following weekend, the East Regional, and they had a little bit of success there as well.
So by the Damon men's basketball team winning our regionals, they went on to the Elite Eight in Pittsburgh, which was a very exciting tournament for them to experience. For me, it was a first time to go and experience that, and it was very proud to watch them and compete against the other Division II members. It was very, very competitive, exciting games. I know they gave it their all, as all of our teams do when they move on. It was just a special group of young men that represented us, and they did well this year. So I'm excited for that. But, I know there'll be some changes going forward. But nonetheless, when we talk about this year as a whole, it was a really positive one, not only for women's basketball, for men's basketball, too.
Next up was the ECC Women's Bowling Championship at Bowler City Lanes in Hackensack, New Jersey from March 20th through the 22nd. Malloy and Adelphi co-hosts of this event, and it really was quite a really great championship atmosphere the whole weekend.
It was so fun, Nikki. I mean, I enjoyed watching all of our teams. This is the opportunity for all of our ECC bowling teams to come together, to see each other, to compete. And we changed up the format this year, but it was really for same thing. We're preparing them for the next round for the NCAAs. And ultimately, Brian came out on top and they won the ECC championships and they went on and did a great job representing us in the regionals. But overall, the event itself was exciting to be at. It was really an enjoyable experience.
The virtual ECC Esports Championship opened the month of April on the 11th with champions crowned in six different games.
Yeah, so we offer six different titles: Super Smash Brothers, Valorant, Overwatch, Rocket League, and League of Legends. And our institutions that participate in those, same thing. We had a whole slate of schedule for them all year, and here is where they met and had their champions. So, Southern New Hampshire really rose to the top where they won three of our six titles, but we also had Molloy, New Haven, and Pace won our other one. So, it's a unique event that they get to participate in, and it is virtual. That's really what being able to participate in that world is about. And I'm happy that we can provide that opportunity to the students because, it's something they enjoy, and I'm glad that we have it and that they're able to represent our conference.
Absolutely. An extremely busy weekend followed on April 24th through 25th with our ECC Men's Volleyball Championship up at number one seed Roberts Wesleyan for the first time in league history. It was up there in Rochester. And then we also had our ECC Men's and Women's Tennis Championships going on at a very special venue that I will let you, Commissioner, speak to.
Yeah, when you talk about that weekend, it just really rolls through our spring season. It's back-to-back weekends right there. But with that one specifically, we had men's volleyball. Roberts Wesleyan played really well against the defending champions from previous year, STAC. So obviously, it's a new crown of winners this year for men's volleyball. And then you're right, for tennis, we were at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. So our student athletes, both men and women, were able to participate in such a state-of-the-art facility that you hear about at the US Open. As players of them growing up, they always probably dreamed about being able to play there, and this was their opportunity that they were to. And I was happy that we could do that. And it was really a collaboration with the membership that this was so important for them to be there and be present and enjoy it. And I think ultimately both events, men's volleyball and tennis, were fun. Like that's our theme that we're really caring to make sure it's a positive experience. And I think we accomplished that with both of them.
Commissioner, you spoke about just providing such a top quality experience for our tennis student athletes. I want to go back really quickly to men's volleyball and just the overall future of the sport within the ECC and within the NCAA Division II landscape.
Yeah, Nikki. So this is a sport that we are focusing on and growing. Right now, it's going through the process with the NCAA to potentially become a Division II championship. Right now, we have four teams. Next year, Mercy's adding this sport, so we're growing it. And then years after that, there's some potential for other members to come on board. So we're really excited to see what the trajectory is for men's volleyball. Our hopes is that it will become a Division II championship in 2028-29. And then we'll be able to provide that AQ opportunity for our teams, as well as have multiple teams from where we are now. So I'm really, really excited for that sport. It's going to take some time, but I think we're going to get there.
Speaking to the versatility and talent throughout our league and throughout our sports and championships, the ECC Outdoor Track and Field Championships ran on April 30th up at Roberts Wesleyan University in Rochester, New York. And wow, the absolute talent level was fully on display, and it really showed in the outcomes of who was hoisting those trophies at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say kudos to UDC women. Back to back to back titles. Amazing. That is no easy feat, but they persevered and they got it again. So, I mean, the odds of having that happen is amazing. So, congratulations to those young ladies for getting that championship.
When we had head coach Simone Grant on the podcast leading up to the weekend, they have a small roster. They have, I don't know offhand, maybe 14, 15 student athletes, but they are so strong in all of the events they need to be strong in. And she said they just, when they get into that competitive mindset, she would count on them any day of the week. And that was obviously very, very apparent.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, a small roster and they got the job done. They were able to do what they needed to do in the specific events to get the points, and it showed in the end. So they were our champions again for the third year in a row.
And how about that men's side?
Yeah, it was so close. So STAC became our men's champion. I know this was a close one with between STAC and Roberts, but STAC came out on top, and the last time that they were able to win it was back in 2022. So not that long ago, but nonetheless, it's always competitive, and we like to see that, right? We want to make sure that there is a competition going on. It was till the bitter end that a champion had to be crowned.
Our final four ECC championships all shared the same theme. The ECC regular season champion in that sport also completely dominated in the ECC postseason. So, starting with our ECC men's and women's lacrosse championships, it was, of course, Molloy on the men's side and Mercy on the women's side.
Yeah, so as you said, our regular season champs became our ECC champs. So, all their hard work that they put into the regular season paid off in the end by having the main championship trophy to hoist up. Really exciting for them to do that, really. So the Mercy Women's Lacrosse team, kudos to them for having such a great season. They went on to regionals and they were able to win their first round against Southern Connecticut State with a very big win of 19-10. And then they moved on to the next round, and unfortunately they only lost by one goal, but man, was it a season for them. Very exciting for them to get that far. They won their fourth ECC championship with us. So, nothing just to be proud of. It's a really season that for them to look back on and really relish what they accomplished this year. And then for the men's side, Molloy, they were steamrolling through. They had a great season. They went on to the NCAA tournaments. And as we're talking right now, they're still playing. So they got through the first round. They're going to go on to the next game. And I'm rooting and anticipating another win by them because they are that strong this year. It was a pleasure to watch them compete and play. Yeah, I'm excited to see how much further they are going to go after we conclude this podcast.
Of course, yes. Yeah, at the time of this recording on May 12th, Molloy is set to host St. Michael's on May 13th in the NCAA quarterfinals. So by the time this drops on Thursday, we'll have a result, and we are, of course, rooting for the Lions every step of the way here at the ECC. Our final two championships just wrapped up this past weekend, and St. Thomas Aquinas and Molloy took it home on the ECC softball and baseball sides, right? Both of them cruised their way through their tournaments with perfect 3-0 records apiece. So let's start on the softball side with St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah, that overall tournament went really well. Stack softball came out on top when we talked about the regular season. Stellar season for them. And as you said, they just went right through the tournament and became our champions and are moving on to the NCAAs as well. So, we wish them well, and we know that they're going to represent the ECC along with Mercy. Mercy softball also got in the regionals. And, to be able to have two teams in the regionals is a really good thing for our conference. And, I know that the young ladies are going to have a great time representing us.
Absolutely. Stack as the 3 seed and Mercy as the 8 seed in the separate brackets. So if all goes well, we could have a ECC Super Regional final, which would be fantastic. And let's talk about the baseball side.
Yeah, so Molloy, they came out on top. Same thing. They went through the tournament. In both instances, we had some weather to work with, but nonetheless, that's why we have outdoor sport, right? They both were able to participate. The games that were played down at Mitchell Field for Molloy were just really exciting to watch between Dewville, Molloy, Stack, and Mercy. Slate of good teams that were competitive, but Molloy just came on top this year as they continued to have that really winning season for them, and they're going to be moving on as well, and they've had the opportunity to host the NCAAs too. So I think we're talking about the spring and the spring semester overall. It's been a really really good semester for the ECC, and I'm excited to, even though we say wrap it up a little bit, to reflect on all the competitiveness, the winning, the great experiences that our student athletes and coaches have been able to create is what makes, it's bittersweet when we come to the end of the year, right? It's we're closing our chapter of 25, 26, but we also want to make sure we look back on everything that was accomplished.
All of the ECC championships that we are speaking of course, were brought to our fan base live on Flow College. Embarking on our first year with Flow, the East Coast Conference and its member institutions aired over 800 events, over 800 possibilities for our fan base to catch our phenomenal student athletes in action this year.
Yeah, Nikki, same thing. We're wrapping up our year one with Flow, and it was a good partnership. It really brought our student athletes and coaches onto a national platform to showcase us and elevate where we can be exposed to. And it's with the collaboration of our membership, the decision to make this adjustment or new adventure for us, and really our admins to make sure it worked. So, kudos to our administrators, our communication folks, our media folks to really get it off the ground and be successful with it. I think overall we did a really great job, but there's always room for improvement, right? We're going to look to year two and see, look back on the past year and see where can we improve, where can we get better, and really capitalize that partnership with Flow Sports. So, I'm very pleased with how it went, and I thank our membership for doing so. But how can we get better? All right. Every year we just want to get a little bit better, whether it's with Flow, whether it's with our competitiveness, whether anything that we want to put our minds to, we just want to get a little bit better each year. So So with that, I'm excited to continue that. And but yeah, looking back, I think Flow is a great advancements for the conference, and I'm excited to continue that going forward.
We recapped the spring. Now let's look ahead a little bit to the future. The new ECC strategic plan will roll out on July 1.
July 1, yep, it can't come soon enough. We've been working on this process all year. Same thing, you look back and we've been working with the membership. We've had our strategic planning committee really engage and bring forward thoughtful ideas, some forward-thinking concepts, and really the commitment to put these into place. So July 1 is our goal to get it ready to go for the next 5 years. And I think it'll take us to different experiences, to elevate us more, to continue, like I said, getting better each year. But the process itself has been lengthy and thoughtful. But I think ultimately the goal of the conference will be, you'll see it. You'll see it in our product and what we go in the next 5 years. So I'm excited for that. Wrapping it up. That's the theme right now too, wrapping it up so that we're able to roll it out come July 1.
Commissioner, always appreciate you being a guest on the East Coast Conference podcast. Thank you for being here today.
Nikki, thank you for having me. Third time's a charm, so I appreciate it. Look forward to the summer months where we're going to use to really get ready for the next year. And I think someone else will be the first speaker for next year, so I look forward to that. Either way, I think it's been a great year. Appreciate all of our administrators, student athlete, and coaches. And I hope everybody has a great summer. I know we'll be doing some homework to make sure that we are ready to go come August 1.
Fans, this marks our final podcast episode of 2025-26. To all of our listeners who tuned in to our 30 episodes featuring 96 guests throughout the year, Commissioner, you were guest 96. We thank you and we'll see you in 2026-27 as we continue to share the stories of our phenomenal student athletes, coaches, staff members, and more throughout the East Coast Conference. On behalf of ECC Commissioner Jessica Grasso and our entire staff, at the ECC, this is Associate Commissioner Nikki Philpott signing off on a spectacular first season of the East Coast Conference podcast. Have a great summer, everyone.